R.R. Payne Incorporated, et al., 08-0024.
Me again. Frankfurt. R.R. Payne, Inc., et al., are requesting authorization to remove an existing community-use pier and boat ramp and to construct a new 12.5-foot-wide by 24-foot-long boat ramp and a 5-foot-wide by 48-foot-long community-use pier at a parcel designated for use by the Queens Estate Subdivision located along Postal Cove off of Belle Isle Lane in Matthews County. Project is protested by an adjoining property owner. This is Piankatank River, Queens Creek. Project's located on this little finger here. For reference, that's Gwynn's Island there. Postal Cove is approximately 180 feet wide at the project site. Development of, along the creek is primarily residential. This is the existing facilities right here. This is a 2002 aerial project, or the proposed community-use timber boat ramp is intended to replace an existing deteriorated timber ramp, and the existing 3-foot-wide by 48-foot-long tending pier will be replaced by a 5-foot-wide 48-foot pier. The existing ramp and proposed replacements are designed to serve the residents of the Queens Estates subdivision. A closer view of that same aerial showing the existing pier and the timber ramp is located just to the north. That's the ramp there. It's a plan view drawing. Essentially, it's a replacement that was there, with the exception of the pier is going to 5 feet in width. Cross-sectional drawing. Again, the ramp itself is an open pile timber type ramp. Ground shot. See it in need of some repairs. In their January 22nd report, VIM states that they anticipate the adverse marine environmental impacts associated with the project will be minimal. By letter dated March 15th, the Health Department informed us the project was in compliance with their sanitary rules for marinas and boat moorings with the following conditions: that no overnight occupancy was allowed on the boats, discharge of sanitary waste is prohibited, and the pier is only to serve the residents of lots 9 through 18 and their guests. The Department of Conservation and Recreation does not anticipate the project will adversely affect their programs. They did note the applicability of Chesapeake Bay Preservation Act and that that's regulated through the local government. No other state agencies commented on the project. It will not encroach on any public or privately leased oyster planting ground, and we don't believe it will adversely affect navigation. Project is protested by Ms. Betsy Carr, an adjoining property owner. In her letter dated January 31st of 2008, she states she objects to the inclusion of the boat ramp, and she requests that the permit contain restrictions to prevent commercial activity, general public use, and overnight mooring. Several of those are addressed by the Health Department restrictions. She also requested that the operating hours be limited. Finally, she said any permit would should include measures to protect the adjacent wetlands and other sensitive environmental features in the vicinity. Project is essentially a replacement of existing structures, and the conditions imposed by the Health Department address some of the concerns expressed by Ms. Carr. Additionally, it does not appear that the proposed project will significantly or have a significant adverse impact on either the environment or navigation. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project and after considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2.1205A of the Code, we're recommending approval as proposed.
Any questions, Mr. Neikert? Thank you, Chip. Is Mr. R.R. Payne here? Would like to be heard?
If I hadn't been here since 9:30 this morning, I would just let him finish everything.
Could you raise your right hand? So I want to swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
State your name, please, sir.
John Kiter. I am the applicant. I will be the owner of this piece of property in approximately 2 weeks after it's finalized. I moved into the area about 5 years ago, and at that point in time, the dock was usable. Because of storms in the last several years and aging, It's not safe. My grandchildren try to go out and fish on it. So I offered to, when I contacted the Paynes, pay for fixing it.
Okay.
We've now got to this point. The concerns of the one neighbor and her question about not wanting it to be commercial or people use it, for if no other reason than selfish, I agree 100%. If I'm paying to fix this up, it is for the use of the people that are authorized to use it now, of which there's about 9 residences in that area. While she's in that area, the only ones that are have deeded access to the water are those of us that aren't on the water.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just 9 residences. That boat ramp, even when it's fixed, is basically very small watercraft, probably would not take anything more than a 17-footer, basically canoes, kayaks, and to be able to go out there and fish safely on it. And everything else has kind of been taken care of, I believe.
Okay. Any questions of the gentleman? Thank you, sir. Anyone else here in favor of the project? I'm sorry, Mr. Necker.
I just realized I did not include a royalty in my recommendation. There should be a royalty when 30 cents a square foot.
You got the square foot calculation for me?
I don't have it.
Okay. Anyone against the project? Matters before the commission for action.
Move the recommendations of staff.
With the royalty?
With the royalty.
Okay. Second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Bob, thank you and your staff for a great job today.